Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future, which is the UK's leading independent organisation campaigning for better rail services for passengers and freight. And he's with us on the line. Bruce, morning to you.
Good morning, John.
It happens every January. I don't really want to get into like the political aspect of why the fares go up. We're looking at more on how we can combat the price levels. But it happens every January, and every January we get hot under the collar, don't we?
And quite rightly so, because, you know, these fare rises are going up greater than inflation, greater than people's incomes. So it's becoming less and less affordable. And, you know, the government is very deliberately trying to price people off the railways, it seems.
And in terms of the actual service that a lot of the train companies are offering, that's fairly debatable.
Well, I think it's not really debatable, but it's awful, isn't it? I mean, Southwestern, I think, is currently the villain of the piece, and Northern. In fact, I think it's. Am I right in saying there's something in the news about Northern? Are they going to be stripped of their franchise?
Grant Shapps says he's going to strip Northern ahead of 2025.
Yeah, okay. So not instantly. I mean, you know, it has been shocking on Northern, but, you know, I don't think we should delude ourselves that stripping them of the franchise is some sort of magic bullet, because whoever takes it on will be taking on the same sort of mess, the same rolling stock, the same timetable, the same staff, the same managers, and the same problems that, you know, to be fair to Northern, some of the problems are beyond their control. You know, that Network Rail has let them down and they've not been able to get hold of the rolling stock, which is managed by government. But still, you know, I think people will breathe a sigh of relief, but, you know, it isn't a magic bullet.
The thing is, with rail travel, the items and that you've talked about there are out of our hands as consumers. We can't really do very much about that. And in terms of the pricing, we can do something about that. We've just got to be a bit more savvy, haven't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are sorts of, you know, all sorts of tricks. But I think, you know, as voters, as consumers, I think it is incumbent upon us to keep the pressure on the politicians and say, look, this isn't acceptable. We want a cheaper railway. And if enough of us keep banging on about it, maybe the politicians will start to move. But yeah, I mean, okay, you're faced with an outrageous rail fare. What can you do about it? Well, Rail Future, our organisation, has produced a webpage full of tips and tricks, which is my crib sheet, which I'm going to read for you now.
Okay.
There are a few. Where do we start? What about splitting a ticket? Do you know about splitting a ticket?
Now, I've heard about this, and I've done it once, and I thought, you know, some of the rail operators might have been a bit more savvy about it. But no, it can still happen, can't it?
Yeah, it still happens. It's totally above board. It's totally acceptable. It's not a kind of a fraud or a cheat in any way. On certain lines, you have to sort of... There's websites that will help you find the deals here. But let me give you a real-life example. From Bristol to Birmingham, you can buy a ticket and it will cost you an arm and a leg. If instead of buying that one ticket, you buy a ticket from Bristol to Cheltenham and another ticket from Cheltenham to Birmingham, you save an awful lot of money. You save like 25 quid or something. It really can make a difference. Now, the reason for this is all sorts of technical anomalies that go back to the days of British Rail and different pricing structures from different rail companies. But, yeah, if you split your ticket, you know, there are big savings to be made there. That's one option, but it doesn't work on every line, you know, so sadly that may not be an option.
As soon as you mentioned that, I thought immediately of chocolate biscuits, because one of the favourite chocolate biscuits I have, you can buy a 16-pack for £2, or you can buy an 8 for 80 pence. So if
right.
You buy two 8s, £1.60, you save yourself a bit of money.
So that's nuts, isn't it? That's
insane.
Yeah.
But that's the sort of same thing that we're talking about here. Split it, and it might work out a bit cheaper.
Yeah. The other thing is that there are some, you know, huge bargains to be had if you're prepared to book in advance. Now, we complain, you know, and I think with some justification, that we have the most expensive rail fares in Europe if you want to hop on a train and travel now. But if you're prepared to book in advance, you can actually get some of the cheapest fares in Europe. But again, you have to be pretty savvy. You have to go online and do it weeks in advance. And you have to obviously book a specific train for a specific time. And obviously that doesn't suit everyone. But that is, you know, that's one way or one other way you can do it. Now, rail cards. There's rail cards you can get if you're a senior citizen. If you're a 16 to 25, there's a new one come out, the 26 to 30 rail card. So if you're a slightly less young person, there's a new rail card you can have now, and that'll give you, I think it gives you a third off fares, and it'll cost you about 30 quid. So that's worth looking at. And there are all sorts of family rail cards as well that you can, you can use the family rail card. You need to take a child with you, but bizarrely, taking that child may actually end up saving you money because that offers you discount on the whole sort of family group. And there are other sort of group discounts and group rail cards available as well.
I was going to say, because, you know, come Monday morning when the majority of people are back, are back in the daily routine, okay, yeah, it might be a bit of a stretch what I'm about to say, but say, for instance, you're on the Bishop Auckland to Middlesbrough train, and you go to work in Middlesbrough every day, and there are three or four other people who do the same journey as you day in, day out. Actually, if you club together and get a group ticket, that might work out better for all of you in the long run.
Possibly, although having said that, and you know, what people facing the cost of a season ticket, you know, which may well run into four figures, will, you know, consider that an eye-watering amount of money. But, you know, if you do the maths on a per-journey basis, it is actually still quite attractive. It's just that you're faced with this huge lump sum to start off with at the beginning of the year, which obviously has a very painful effect on your wallet. But on a per journey basis, it's not that bad.
And season tickets, because is the deadline today for season tickets?
You might know something I don't. Yeah, I do remember reading something about this, because obviously if you get your season ticket just before the rail fare increase kicks in, then you're getting at the previous lower price. But I think, given that today is the day, it might be too late.
All right. And something, that, again, that might save you a tiny bit of money, you never know, we should go for compensation. As consumers, if the journey is not up to scratch, we should claim the compensation.
Yeah, it's free money. And there is a real problem that people simply aren't claiming. Now, I think the rail companies could do more to make it a bit easier to claim. I mean, for instance, last time my journey was delayed, I went online and I went on this website. It was Cross Country Trains, I think. And I typed in the railway station. I typed in Birmingham New Street. And I double-checked that I typed it incorrectly, and it said station not recognised. You know, So it's that sort of annoying silliness that just makes, you know, that puts people off. But yeah, they have changed the rules as well. I mean, you used to have to be delayed out by 30 minutes before you could claim, and I think it's now 15 minutes. And, you know, whilst it's obviously people would prefer that their train actually got there on time in the first place rather than having to claim compensation, you know, it is compensation and it's there to be had. And I think it's right that people should claim it, and I would encourage them to do so.
All right, Bruce, you've given us something to think about there. And as I said, all of those tints and tips are probably on the Rail Future website.
They certainly are, yeah. I think the title of the page is just there. Finding the Best Price. Finding the Best Price, Rail Future, and you'll get that page.
Brilliant. Bruce, have a good 2020. Thank you for that. So there are ways around it, even though you might be thinking...